The first question we deal with today is a question that some of our members have been asking us regarding the siyum in Ta'anit Bechorot. Custom is that the firstborns fast on Erev Pesach, and the custom as well is that if they participate in a siyum, so then the participants in the siyum Masechet are able to relieve themselves from fasting and they're able to eat. Maran, or the Mishnah Berura, discusses this in Tafresh Ayin in Seif Katan Yud. The question over here is, we are probably not going to be able to participate in a live siyum as we are in quarantine. So the question would be, are we able to make a siyum via the telephone or via the Skype or the Zoom, listening to one of the members make the siyum, and then we hear it, and then we're considered absolved from the fast? The question really hinges on a fundamental question. Is it participating in the siyum that exempts us from eating, or is it participating in the seudat mitzvah? Well, if it's indeed participating in the siyum, so then what's the difference where you participate, whether you participate live or you hear it on the phone or you actually see it? Rav Shlomo Yosef Shalom El Yashiv, Alav Shalom, the Grisha, he actually said that the main item is the siyum. Even if you didn't eat anything at the siyum, you're still okay to eat after. But he then also said that if it's via the telephone, that's not considered participation. Although Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach in Ma'adane Shlomo said that b'sha'at adahak, in a circumstance of need, like we are in, you could rely on the leniency of the telephone. Keep in mind, Rabotai, the fasting of the Ta'anit Bechorot for the firstborns is a minhag. It's not a law, it's a minhag. Hakam Avadya discusses that in Yabia Omer, Chedek Aleph, Siman Chafer. And therefore, there is definitely room to be lenient. Especially, I will go even further. That number one, if you can hear the siyum on the phone, very good. Matov uman na'im. We could rely on the lenient opinions to participate on the phone. And then, after one should eat in his own house, a shi'ur of mizonot, a kabetza. If you can have 2 ounces of mizonot, you can have a rivi'it of yayin, that would be preferable. Either a kabetza of mizonot, which is preferable, it's 2 ounces of mizonot, or a rivi'it of yayin, that's 3.1 or 2 ounces of wine, or grape juice, you can make a beracha hanona, and it'll absolve himself. But I will point out also that if you don't hear the siyum, I would not fast this year. The Magen Abraham in Siman Tafkuf Ayin talks about fasting at the time of a pandemic or a plague, he was talking about, and it compromises our immune system. So therefore, even firstborns that were unable to hear the siyum via the telephone, which they should try to, but if they can, they should not fast, because again, our systems already are compromised from all the stress and the pressure, and now not to eat and hydrate ourselves, it could make oneself more susceptible, especially Erev Pesach, which is a hectic day in itself. So therefore, I would recommend our members that cannot fulfill this minhag this year via the telephone, that they shouldn't fast. Although I give them another option, I will conclude with this: if they could make a siyum themselves, even by learning one masechet of Mishnayot. For example, they could read Mishnayot that they know good, read the Pirush of the Bar Tenura, Masechet Berachot, Ta'anit, Megillah, these small masechetot that are a little easier. If you could do that, we could rely on the opinions that Rechab Avadya brings down, that a siyum masechet of Mishnayot with the Pirush of Rabbeinu Avadya Bar Tenura would work as the siyum. So that all clarifies this halakha. I discussed this halakha as well with the two great rabbis in Israel, Rabbi Yisrael Bitan, author of Yakut Yosef English, Shmerei Wael, as well as Rabbi Shayo, the Baal Mechkere Eretz, and he also agreed with these rulings.